on the macro indicators, it's all good news. The Treasury put out some pretty frightening fiscal figures in the middle of this year, where they forecast a 9.4% budget deficit if there wasn't a radical adjustment. And the government and the politicians have heeded those words and have come in with a pretty drastic change of course for the planned expenditure and revenue for 2015 and 16. So we've seen that number, that deficit, drop from an expected 9.4% in 2015 to down to 4.6%, and then it's dropping even further this year down to 3.7%. So that's all good signs. And it's definitely a significant adjustment for the PNG economy and for government expenditure.
The corrective action, though, will it be enough?
Well, the government is still optimistic that there are a lot of good mining projects coming on board at the moment, and with they still have to have enough financing to adjust for the drought. They made some big promises around free education, free health, APEC in 2018. All of these are going to require some significant government expenditure. So you can't cut too hard too quickly to just adjust to a balanced budget. I mean, they have to gradually go towards a balanced budget, and they have pushed that the plan from 2017 out to 2020, which is measured and is a rational decision.
There's a big reliance, though, on this issue of sovereign bonds, PNG's first ever issue of sovereign bonds, which they're hoping to raise $1 billion from. Is that a worrying sign, though, if they're relying very heavily on a sovereign bond issue at a time when the global economy is struggling?
That's a great question. I mean, it's very unprecedented in PNG and in many countries' history for a government to face a revenue decline in a single year of 20% that PNG has faced in the last year. So these are extraordinary times, and this is all as a result of dropping commodity prices globally. PNG has just had a $19 billion investment into LNG in the country, and the LNG projects has been significantly affected by the 50% drop in the oil price in the last year. So they do have significant financing requirements, and going for a sovereign bond is probably a better option than going to the financial markets and directly taking a loan. So it's never been tried before by PNG, and it's definitely worth a shot. I don't know exactly how sovereign bonds work. So whether or not it's a risky move, it's definitely still a move worth taking.
What if they don't, you know, raise the $1 billion, and they're relying on it very heavily to restructure their debt? They're going to enter into a debt management review with the International Monetary Fund. What's really in the long term? Do you think PNG will be able to do in terms of debt reduction and debt management?
So the first step is just to reduce expenditure, which they have said they are doing in this budget, and the forward estimates from this budget show that a significant readjustment of expenditure through to 2020. The real question is what kind of expenditure is happening off budget. There are a lot of state-owned enterprises in Papua New Guinea that do not directly report their expenditure and how they manage their finances to the government through the budget process. And so that's the real question: is what is happening off the budget. I mean, all the numbers on at the macro level in the budget are looking very promising, and shows that they do see a need for adjustment, and they have adjusted their overall expenditure accordingly and are targeting a return to a balanced budget and eventual surplus, which will then allow them to pay down this debt. And as they are returning to a balanced budget, they are also allocating more funding towards debt reduction and to debt servicing, because if they keep financing their expenditure through debt, the debt burden will become too large, and then they'll just become more and more of a proportion of their expenditure over the long term. So they realise that problem, but the question is what is happening off budget and what is happening with these state-owned enterprises. That's what we need more clarity around.
What are some of the other issues for PNG that they face in terms of their budget now, and also for the next 5 years?
Well, the main challenge I see for the budget this year is to respond to the drought. The drought is going to be is the worst drought in PNG's history is 1997, 1998, and all indications point to this drought being the worst in its history, being far, far worse and far more damaging than the 97, 98 drought, which led to hundreds of thousands of Papua New Guineans being food deprived and to thousands of deaths in remote regions. So that's the main priority in the short term. In the five-year period of how the major expenditure challenges is actually transforming this expenditure into service delivery outcomes on the ground. There are significant challenges facing expenditure and delivery of services, especially at the provincial level, and that comes, and the challenges revolve around just a lack of capacity in provincial level governments to actually deliver the new money that they're getting access to and have received access to in the budgets going forward in the last few year budgets. So that's the major challenge, is actually translating the scaling up of budget expenditure and government expenditure over the last few years into actual results on the ground.
Okay. Any other comments you'd like to make?
Yeah, overall it's a good budget, and the numbers at the macro level are all very promising. It's just a question of how accurate these numbers are, and what's happening off budget needs a bit more clarification. But overall, the government realises they're in a new fiscal position. Commodity prices have adjusted and don't look to be rebounding anytime in the near future. And the government has adjusted their expenditure to at least a more sustainable path over the next 3 to 4 years. So overall, it's promising, but we'll have to see actually in when we dig into the numbers in the next few days what more we can find out, and actually what happens in the next year when they actually implement this budget.